on that. Now, when it comes to sport, there are winners, there are losers, and then it appears there's the Philadelphia Phillies baseball team.
The distinction, as they say, is at best dubious. The first franchise to lose 10,000 games. The Phillies might plunge into that abyss tonight. A bitter pill for the team, for the town.
Now, I can tell you now that the Phillies did gain that dubious distinction that the sports anchor on ESPN was talking about, of becoming the first baseball team to lose 10,000 games. No team in the history of American sport, it appears, has lost quite so well or quite so often as the Phillies. So how does a lifelong Philly fan like Brian Michael cope with his team being labeled losers?
It's tough. You know, we don't take too kindly to it. I wouldn't really say it to my face.
I'm lucky talking to you over the phone.
Exactly. But to be honest, a lot of these losses came between 1918 and 1948. Three decades of pretty consistent losing. But, you know, they won one world championship.
So you've won something.
In 1980, it was a year before I was born, actually.
Oh, no!
So some say I may have been the new curse of the Phillies. But
so they've never won anything in your time.
No, they have not. They've been to the World Series, the championship game, but they lost it in 1993 to the Blue Jays, and that was pretty devastating.
You have a Booger team?
Definitely. Definitely.
And they've deserved it by the sounds of it, have they?
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, when you have 10,000 losses, they deserve it more often than not. So we get the reputation for being kind of, you know, booing all the time. But in reality, maybe they just deserve it more than not.
But is there some sort of, I don't know, honor in loss or a greater camaraderie that comes out from constantly, I guess, being the butt of the opposition's jokes?
We don't take too kindly to it. But, you know, whether they win or lose, if they play hard, they'll definitely be a player or a team will be successful in the city. So it's all about how they go about winning and losing. That really makes the difference.
What do some of the opponents say about you?
Sometimes they refer to the Phillies as the Sillies. That's one comment. We have a lot of New York Mets fans that make the trip down and fill up the stadium and just generally misbehave and things like that. So that's always tough to deal with, and especially because they're doing well, and that's a kind of geographic rival.
And next game is against whom?
It's against the Los Angeles Dodgers tonight.
You got a chance?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. It's going to be 10,000 and that's it. That's the last loss.
You got a feel for him. Philly fan there, Brian Michael, on the lighter side of loss. But according